All right, Broadway's back in Colorado Springs at the Bike Speak Center. Cats is coming November 9th through the 10th. And let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with one of the cast members. Taylor Harris is joining us right now from Spokane, Washington. And Taylor, first of all, thanks for taking some time out. I know it's very busy on the road and with all the performances and everything. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I'm excited to have the chance to chat with you, getting ready for our Colorado shows in a few weeks. It's going to be exciting.
No doubt about it. And it must be great for you and the other cast members to know that you can now go out on tour after the pandemic. I mean, tell me about the frustration level, first off. Has it been frustrating not being able to do what you do for a living, and that's perform?
Yes and no, for the sake of the fact that, like, the nice thing about live theater and just performing arts in general, with the pandemic and quarantine coming about, we just all had the time to not only just, like, sit and think and have so many important conversations, but we're also just able to adapt and find new ways to still do some live storytelling virtually, which became like a huge outlet for theater people everywhere, which is great.
Your bio is very impressive. Tell me about the character that you play in Cats, and for those people that aren't familiar with this Broadway hit, tell me what Cats is all about.
Okay, so Cats is a sunken musical composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it's originally based on a collection of poetry by T.S. Eliot called The Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats that came out in, like, the late 1930s, I believe, 1939. But it tells the story of a tribe of cats called the Jellicles, and the night they make the Jellicle choice by deciding which cat will ascend to the Heaviside layer and come back to a new life.
That is excellent. Now, what is your part, and how fun is it playing that part?
Yes, I play the cat Grizabella. I sing the song Memory, which is one of the most iconic songs in the show and just one of the most iconic songs that Andrew Lloyd Webber has composed. It's like Celine Dion has sang it. So many well-known artists over the years have sung this song and performed it on television and, like, in so many different shows. And it's a song that I actually just grew up knowing through my grandmother, who had, like, all kinds of books with musical theater songs in them, and I just knew it was a show until I knew it was a song in a show, and then I got older and went, oh, this is from a musical called Cats, and then I got more into theater and went, oh, okay, so Cats is a big deal. I get it now.
This is a big deal here in Colorado because not a lot of people get to go to New York and go to a Broadway show. What is it about a Broadway show that's so appealing for audiences, and what can audiences expect here in Colorado Springs?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would say with this show, like, there's something truly magical and unique about experiencing Cats live on stage. We have some really awesome choreography that is done by Andy Blankenbuehler, who also choreographed Hamilton, all while still honoring the iconic original choreography done by Gillian Lynn in this revival production of Cats that we are taking on the road.
That's excellent. And your cast members, anyone as well as you, have any experience on Broadway? I mean, in New York, tell us about the experience of the cast and get excited about watching these guys perform.
Of course, a lot of us are coming, like, from all over the place. We have some actors from L.A. We have actors from New York City. We have actors from Michigan, all over the place, like, who are coming straight out of school or just, like, this is their first gig back after being on pause for a while. You have some actors who have, I believe, like, even just done some smaller, like, dance projects and off-Broadway. Like, we come from all over, but, like, we all are incredibly excited to just have the opportunity to be a part of a cast and tell stories again and have a live audience. There's nothing like it.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting, and a lot of people are going to be excited and thrilled to go see Cats at the Pikes Peak Center November 9th through the 10th. Tickets are on sale right now. Taylor, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate your time very much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.